it's just starting to grow, and it needs some more sunshine and some more water to get bigger and bigger.
Farmer Mara Steele teaches first graders about agriculture, specifically one of the crops on her farm.
Orange pumpkin.
Pumpkins. She and her husband, Chris Steele, are the fifth generation to work on the family farm. Steele Farms in Decatur usually has a corn maze and pumpkin patch open to the public, but this year, things didn't turn out as planned.
This summer, we had so much rain. We tried to grow our pumpkins, but we could not because it was way too wet.
The pumpkins in the patch weren't grown on their property. The heavy rains this summer completely flooded the field.
We actually had to buy all of our pumpkins because they all flooded out.
That was Chris Steele, who says they had to buy pumpkins from a farm near Muncie, which wasn't as affected by flooding.
Took quite a toll on our crops. Our corn, even our commercial corn and soybean acres, are really damaged this year.
There was so much rain, he almost couldn't plant any corn.
We planted our corn maize three times, which is not fun. It's very stressful, but good Lord provided a third chance, I guess, and we have corn that's plenty tall enough now to walk through for the maize.
He said if the corn hadn't grown, they might not have opened to the public this year. Chris Steele drives out to the pumpkin patch, but instead of being filled with green vines and big orange gourds, it's about 3 acres of dirt that's bare and cracked, like a dry lake bed. He says he and his family have never had a year like it that they can remember.
This summer was unlike any others. In fact, if you talk to a lot of guys who have been farming there 60 years, they've even said they've never seen a summer like this.
And they're right. Fort Wayne experienced its wettest summer in recorded history, according to the National Weather Service. The more than 21 inches that fell in the area from June to August surpasses not just every summer, but every season since they started recording rainfall in 1912. Steele Farms is not the only farm in Northeast Indiana that's had trouble.
Every farm at the farmer's market has said the same thing, that they just got not very many. They got a few pumpkins and not very many.
That was Sarah Smith of Wholesome Meadows Farm. She and her husband Josh quit their full-time jobs in Fort Wayne to be farmers in Huntington. They planted 7.5 acres of pumpkins, but only harvested about 1 acre. That equals about 500 pumpkins, which was only enough to fill half of an order. Josh says luckily they have other crops to rely on for money.
So fortunately this year we had a really good year for strawberries. They did really good, so they're making up kind of a little bit for the pumpkin.
Phil Foster runs Phil's U-Pick in Huntington. He says the weather hurt his crop as well.
I would prefer to have a little more mature patch, you know, and be farther along, but this is what it is this year. So in that way, the weather hurt us really bad.
He had to replant his pumpkin patch, and many of his pumpkins aren't ready to be picked. The U-Pick part of the patch is opening to the public later than he expected. Foster has grown pumpkins for 43 years. He's half retired, but continues his 2 acres of U-Pick pumpkins for extra income and because he enjoys growing the gourds. Despite the loss for individual farmers, pumpkin fanatics shouldn't worry. Consumers won't notice much of a difference when they buy pumpkins, says a Purdue plant pathologist. And the abundance of pumpkin-flavored foods isn't going anywhere this fall. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.